launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-453 at the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are provided to you free. You may go and enjoy them and also create the content of the site by submitting different news items or YouTube videos or maybe blog posts or fun stuff. Whatever you find online that you think's interesting, you think our listeners would enjoy, you can submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. And you get to vote on things as well. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Daryl, and Mark.
Last hour, we started the show out talking about the Secret Service shenanigans in Colombia. Apparently, they've also allegedly been involved in some prostitution happening in Costa Rica, another place where prostitution is legal. And now the news is that apparently cocaine was allegedly involved, at least according to one hotel staffer who, when they were called up to deal with some commotion that was happening in the hotel room after the prostitute had been denied the amount of money that she had believed she was going to be paid for the evening. They came up there and they found the hotel room was trashed. There were empty whiskey bottles and a line of what appeared to be cocaine on a glass top table in the hotel room. So you've got these agents working for the U.S. government who are doing cocaine while ostensibly on the job or close to being on the job. And according to Brad Jardis over at freekeen.com, Brad's a former law enforcement agent, and he points out this is serious hypocrisy. He says that with the Secret Service now investigating cocaine use by its agents in Colombia, I think it's a good time to point out some serious hypocrisy in the United States Code with regard to the Second Amendment. He says federal law in the United States makes it a serious federal offense to possess a firearm or ammunition if you are a user of illegal drugs. Then he goes on to cite the actual code, 18 U.S.C. 922. He says if you use cocaine and get caught possessing even a single round of ammunition, you can go to federal prison for multiple years, depending on where you fall on the federal sentencing guidelines as established by the U.S. Sentencing Commission. If you are a federal agent or police officer and decide to use cocaine, luckily, you are exempt from the laws that normally would put you in federal prison for being a prohibited person under the Gun Control Act of 1968 for ingesting your choice of intoxicating chemical substance.
You know, it makes one wonder in this situation, because I read the same article and I was, you know, so I was trying to figure out why did they write this law this way? I mean, it seems like a, you know, just amazing amount of hypocrisy right from the start. Who the heck ever said it was okay for Secret Service agents and law enforcement officers to ingest cocaine carrying a gun and there wouldn't be any crime for it? And then I thought about it for a little while, and I said, well, you know, if one of these, I mean, these people go deep cover. They're willing to do anything in order to catch whomever it is they're willing to catch. And if for whatever reason some federal agent or law enforcement officer or whatever is ingesting drugs in order to get into the deep bowels of one of these big cartels, as the TV shows would have us suggest that they do, giving up their lives for months on end.
Then, I don't think the Secret Service is doing that, but nonetheless,
not the Secret
ahead.
Service, but I'm, you know, this is written for all law enforcement officers. Mm-hmm. The Secret Service is included. Then I can see how they would not want, because I mean, at that point, they would have made it illegal, the behavior, and they'd be stuck. Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand. They're going to write exemptions for their own people and their own laws. I mean, it's not murder when they do it.
But from their point of view, they see this as a necessity. They have to allow their law enforcers to ingest drugs while armed.
No, if that were the reason for it, then they would be only exempting those undercover agents.
What do you mean, those undercover agents?
Well, you're saying they're doing it because some of them are going undercover.
Yep.
Right? You're saying that's the reason for the law?
That they could write it specifically, any law enforcement officer while undercover is exempt from...
Right. I guess they could write it that way.
No, article and blah, blah, blah.
Let me share with you here the section on this, 18 U.S.C. 925, Relief from Disabilities. The provisions of this chapter, so the chapter we're talking about was the 922, which says that you can't have a firearm and controlled substance or you're screwed. Hardcore, says here, these provisions relating to firearms subject to the prohibitions of Section 922 shall not apply with respect to the transportation, shipment, receipt, possession, or importation of any firearm or ammunition imported for the United States or any department or agency thereof or any state or any department, agency, or political subdivision. So we're not just talking about law enforcement officers. We're talking about any agency within the United States government. So you could be working for the
Department of Education.
Right, the Department of Education, the Welfare Department.
The Sanitation Department.
Government Accountability Office. I mean, any of these people carrying a firearm and cocaine would not fall under the same provisions that you and I would.
Well, I get it. And so I'm trying to think here. So what if, you know, they do have armed Department of Education personnel, correct?
There are all kinds of enforcement wings in the federal government.
And so what if one of these Department of Education personnel, you know, catches a student with coke or whatever and has to bring it to the office or something like that? I'm just saying I can see why these people have written it the way they have written it from their own point of view. Yes, I see the hypocrisy also. I'm just saying I can kind of get where they're going with it.
No, I think you're just applying way too much to this. They just want to exempt themselves from their own rules. I mean, that's all. 855-450-FREE. As Brad points out, if government agents use cocaine with prostitutes and possess handguns and machine guns on the cusp of very serious responsibility of protecting the President of the United States and Colombia, they can only get fired because federal law doesn't apply to them. They are above that particular law.
So, and in this case, I believe they were all just asked to resign.
That's true. They didn't even get fired. Because I guess if they are fired, then that probably brings in more union protections and rights of, being appealed. And
is there a union for Secret Service?
There's unions for all kinds of government agencies.
I suspect the reason is that way they can go on to some police department someplace. With if they have a resignation, then they haven't been fired.
Right, and that looks better on paper.
You know, I mean, if they've got to go to Anchorage in order to do it or whatever, then they'll do it. But what's the guy's name? Hopkinton or something like that was one of the guys that had been fired we were talking about. I don't know.
Huntington, I believe.
Huntington, on air or off, I can't remember. But, you know, who's going to think of this guy when he applies next year at a local police station? They may or may not look him up. Said, "Oh, Secret Service agent, huh? Excellent. Well, I'll just take you right in." And you know, Great point. They care. Maybe they don't care.
I think that's the most salient point that you can make on this one. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. But don't worry, it's an isolated incident.
Right.
They would never do it. I mean, this is not something that happens across the Secret Service. It was only a few of their members, and this was just outrageous behavior. And the rest of the Secret Service agents, you know, those guys are, they've got it together. They know what they're doing. Actually, you know, just to give you a heads up on what the punishment ostensibly was here for these Secret Service agents, apparently approximately 100 of them have been forced to attend some sort of a re-education training or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There really hasn't been much else as far as any kind of restructuring or punishment or anything.
It's just some kind of respect classes.
Yeah, here you go. Go to a two-hour-long course, and we'll consider you guys fixed.
That'll take care of it.
But it's only the Secret Service that would behave in this way. It's not like the U.S. military members are raping each other or anything like that. According to ArmyTimes.com, Fort Hood, Texas, minutes after returning to his room after a long day of training Iraqi soldiers, specialist, Jarrett Wright, heard the door open. Three of his fellow soldiers entered and pushed him down on the bed. Wright struggled, but the other soldiers were too strong. Two of them, both sergeants, held him down by the shoulders. Another grabbed his legs. The soldiers ripped off Wright's belt and tore off his pants and underwear. Taking turns, the sergeants grabbed Wright's genitals while the third soldier repeatedly shoved a finger into his anus. The attack lasted about a minute, but Wright was not the first nor the last soldier in C Troop, 1st Squadron, 9th Chivalry Cavalry Regiment to endure
this chivalrous
kind of assault. The unit calls itself Crazy Troop.
Sounds kind of crazy.
Wright, who spoke to Army Times
against the sea, what the heck?
About what happened to him, said all the new guys in the troop experienced some sort of initiation. We'll explain more about one of the more disturbing hazing stories. 855-453 from Crazy Troop.
It's crazy, is right.
855-450-3733. But that's, you know, it's just these guys and just a few Secret Service
isolated
members.
Isolated incident.
Right, just isolated. It's not like you give men power and they go crazy or anything. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing physical possession in precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am a dirty ass. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this immortal head.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that await you. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there, including our mobile site. Go to mobile.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and the podcast there. Plus,
access to the software that you'll need to listen to the live streams. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts that you've got to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. You can go download their Bitcoin software for free and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world with no fees. You don't need the permission from any bank or governmental agency. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, go to BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com.
We're sharing with you yet another story of government agents, in this case, not the Secret Service, we already talked about them, but members of Crazy Troop, or that's what they call themselves, C Troop. It is 1st Squadron, 9th Cavalry Regiment, located out of Fort Hood, Texas. This news story coming from ArmyTimes.com, and it's pretty graphic, their description of what went on here. The one of their specialists, Specialist Jared Wright, had basically been anally raped with fingers, the multiple fingers of different co-workers or co-soldiers or whatever
superiors.
You want to call them. Superiors even, yes, sergeants came in. They held this man down, and they took turns molesting him.
They call it the stink finger treatment.
And was there a name for this? It's horrifying. And again, the unit calls themselves Crazy Troop. Wright, who spoke to Army Times about what happened to him, said all the new guys in the troop experienced some sort of initiation. However, the initiations escalated with the attacks on him and two other specialists. He said the two other victims also described identical attacks in interviews with the Army Times. They typically do not name the victims of sexual assault, but Wright decided to speak out publicly in order to try to prevent future attacks and insisted that he be named in the story. He says, none of us wants this to happen to other people. If there's something good that can come out of this, it is prevention of that. I used to play football, he said. I know what hazing is. I know what stupid stuff is. This is too far. The cases against the soldiers in the 1st Squadron stem from incidents that happened during a one-year deployment in Iraq from September 2010 to August 2011. After the attacks were reported, four soldiers were charged with crimes ranging from aggravated sexual contact to hazing, maltreatment, and breaking and entering. Three of the soldiers have already been to court-martial, and a fourth is pending. Defense attorneys declined to speak with the Army Times. One of the specialists has been moved to a different barracks on post, but Wright still lives down the hall from one of the molesters, who is not under any
special... Man, that's got to make you feel uncomfortable. You know, you've got some kind of legal thing going on, and this... against this person,
yeah.
And they're right down the hall.
By the way, he's not under any pretrial confinement, according to reports.
I mean, this guy sounds like he has, he's got a lot of intestinal fortitude. He's strong-willed, and you know, seeing this guy, maybe he feels, you know, I don't know how he feels when he sees him in the hall and that kind of thing. But it's got to be very strange. I mean, here you are trying to get this guy locked up. And there he is down the hall.
Another one of the molesters, or rapists, I guess rape would be a more accurate term here. Rapist, Cornell, is already out of jail after this court-martial, and he's back in the unit. Right back where they had him originally.
Crazy troop. He was court-martialed and allowed to stay in the Army?
He's back. Yeah, he went to the brig for a while, and now he's back.
Wow.
Not that big of a deal, come on.
It's just a little rape.
Well, and apparently this is not an isolated incident.
No.
I pulled up a story from Reuters. Two women are suing military academies for being raped.
Oh, the raping of women is prolific within the military.
There's a lawsuit against the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, and the U.S. Military Academy in West Point, New York.
Yeah.
What was it, 1 in 3 that the NPR report said? 1 in 3 women, after they're done in the military, say they've been raped?
That was the number.
I've heard something along those lines.
One of the specialists had been moved to a different barracks on post, but Wright still lives down the hall. And again, this other guy had been brought back into the unit. The three victims plan to leave the Army within the next year. The third soldier had to be assaulted, had seriously considered reenlisting, he said. But once the trial started and we watched these guys walk, the level of stress was too much. The first specialist to be assaulted and Wright, whose assault was the second to occur, both hope to someday return as commissioned officers. First specialist said I was raped. I want to be discharged just to feel safe again. I need to be around people I can trust. How can I feel safe with the non-commissioned officer when I was sexually assaulted by them? Goes on to point out here that in January of this year, the Justice Department changed the definition of rape to be the penetration, no matter how slight, of the vagina or anus with any body part or object, or oral penetration by a sex organ of another person without the consent of the victim. And so these guys, they want to get away, as they're pointing out here, because the rapists are still there in the same division as their victims, and so they're basically saying, yeah, well, we're going to leave. If these guys won't be forced out, we're going to have to leave.
Did I hear you properly? They're asking to be discharged, and they are not being able to leave?
It doesn't say that they're being prevented from leaving. No, it sounds like they are going to be leaving.
But they have to fulfill their contract. They're not getting
right, they can't
to
just
leave
walk out
early.
Yeah.
They've
right.
got to leave
because
wait
they
around.
Were raped.
They have to, at the very least, wait around as long as the United States military says they've got to wait around.
According to new Army policy, the three soldiers could request to be reassigned, something they said they are considering.
Jeez, I would think.
Meanwhile, the 1st Cavalry Division, the soldiers' parent division, has launched a thorough 15-6 investigation of these incidents. I imagine that's some code within the military, including actions taken or not taken by the chain of command. Therefore, it would be inappropriate for us to answer further questions at this time, is what they told the Army Times. But senior leaders at the Fort Hood, where the 1st Squadron is based, are taking reports and instances of hazing seriously, said the Lieutenant General Don Campbell, commanding general of Fort Hood and Ill Corps. Campbell ordered a post-wide stand-down in March, and hazing and the prevention of it was one of the topics he emphasized to his soldiers. He told the Army Times, "It's a leadership issue. We can't look the other way. When hazing has been brought to the attention of any leader at Ill Corps, we have dealt with it in a very quick way." So, according to some of these military officers, that they are doing their best. We are just on Johnny on the spot here. We're on top of things. Yes, we're going to let this guy live down the hall from you. And yes, we're going to bring back this this other man who is one of the rapists, and he's going to be in the same area as you. And no, you can't just go ahead and go home because you've been raped, but you could put in for a request for a transfer because we care about you.
I mean, it's so funny that the lip service they're paying to, we're handling this, but at the same time, they've actually got these people living together. Nobody would do this. This is insane.
This is crazy. Well, it is Crazy Troop. 855-453, and there's more about Crazy Troop coming up here, because it's not all about rape.
But anal penetration is so crazy, we're insane.
Crazy Troop.
So that's normal compared to something else.
We'll tell you more about the Crazy Troop here in a moment. 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, but it's an isolated case, of course.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a webcam where you can watch, you can listen, and interact because the chat room's built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to find that and get interactive there all for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about corruption in the Secret Service and also horrible goings-on in the military amongst their own. I mean, we've heard plenty of stories about the military killing and, raping and just doing horrible things over in Iraq and Afghanistan, but apparently it's not just restricted to the native populations. They're also doing horrific things to their own brothers in arms behind the lines here. You've got a story out of the Army Times about Crazy Troop, which that's what they call themselves. It's C Troop from the 1st Squadron 9th Cavalry Regiment, and it was while training Iraqi soldiers. I guess it was after he got back from doing a day of training, one of the specialists, Jarrett Wright, was held down by multiple men, including two sergeants, who then took turns going at his anus with their finger.
And I hope they used a glove.
I don't know. It doesn't make that clear, Mark, if they took that level of caution. But there's more about Crazy Troop here. By the way, the guy that was raped wasn't the only one that they did it to. There was a handful of guys that had received this treatment, this hazing. And as a result, there were some court-martials that happened. One of the guys has already gotten out of jail from the court-martial and has been put right back in Crazy Troop.
With the guy that reported him.
Correct. And there's the possibility that they could...
The brave individual that reported him.
Yeah, there's a possibility...
And demanded that his name go public.
Correct. There's a possibility they could be transferred out, but they haven't actually requested that transfer yet and are just hoping to just leave, I guess.
Maybe they're expecting the Army to do the right thing and transfer those guys out.
That apparently hasn't happened yet. Kevin's listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
I just wanted to kind of caution you guys on something. This is an area that there has been some scamming going on in the past on the part of individuals that claim rape and then they're on disability the rest of their lives, and or if something like this does happen to them, they're on disability the rest of their lives. I know of one individual that supposedly was raped. He actually confided in me that he wasn't, but he's been on disability for over 10 years now, and you would not believe the money that he receives from the government each and every month.
You know, I'm certainly not going to say that that's not true. In this instance, this guy, you know, brought his name forward. He had the option of keeping it secret, and that says to me that this is an individual that's very concerned with what's going on in this area. The second thing I'd like to say is that the person that you know may be so ashamed of what occurred that he's lying about, you know, the story in order to, you know, in his mind, raise his estimation with you. I mean, you know, it's just, this is such a murky and weird topic, you know?
Well, in this case, this individual he had a serious drug addiction problem. He was actually homeless for 15 years. And this was one way. His family was pretty well connected with one of our senators here in the state. And this was their way of actually for him to, this is what they steered him into to actually acquire the monies. I'm just saying either way, if it's legitimate or it's not legitimate, there's definitely scams going on and people are receiving monies for the rest of their lives for this type of situation. And either way, this guy is fully able to work. He's, you know, yeah. He knows what's going on. It's just a big scam.
Well, I wouldn't say, yeah, I would have to agree with you that that's not really a disability. I mean, it could certainly cause some serious mental trauma, but it's not a disability in the same way that being crippled is a disability.
The problem with getting a check in this The problem with getting a check in this instance is that you're then incentivized not to get fixed in the head. So, you know, I mean, you're constantly going to leave yourself in this netherworld of unbeing, being not fixed, even if it's legitimate and... You know, if you do get fixed, then the check goes away. Then why in the world would you ever want to be fixed?
Kevin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I think in this case, we're dealing with a real situation. You've got guys who've been court-martialed and found guilty, have gone to the brig for this. And, again, it's crazy
troop. Very short periods of time.
They're calling themselves crazy troops. So this is just, this is not everything. You know, the rape is not the only thing that's been going on here. In fact, the abuse at Crazy Troop, according to ArmyTimes.com, was not limited to the three soldiers interviewed by the Army Times. Included in the investigation are snippets of video that show a junior officer from 1st Squadron being hazed by his fellow soldiers. Fort Hood officials aired portions of the video for an Army Times reporter. In the video clips, the officer is duct taped to a pole as several soldiers watch. He is shirtless, wearing only his Army combat uniform pants. Soldiers take turns pouring water on him, as well as packets of flavored drink mix. At the end of one segment of video, one of the soldiers grabs the officer's pants near the groin, and the officer is seen pulling a handful of unidentifiable substance from inside his pants. Whatever that means. Wright and the other victims interviewed by an Army Times said the officer in the video was a captain who was subjected to the same anal penetration that they were. Fort Hood officials declined to identify the officer being hazed or the other soldiers in the video or comment on whether anyone was disciplined for the incident. Citing the 15-6 requested by Benson, the Army also did not respond to questions about whether the chain of command within 1st Squadron was being investigated, whether the command climate was being examined, or if any leadership within the unit might be disciplined in connection with the assaults on the junior soldiers. So, no answers to any of those questions.
So, was anybody drinking the juice mixture that was being poured on?
I have no idea. Things are crazy in Crazy Troop, I gotta say.
They did note that the platoon, troop, squadron, or brigade leadership have changed out since the incidents that were the subject of the court-martial. Well, that fixes everything.
Well, it certainly couldn't hurt.
According to this report.
I'm stunned by everything I'm hearing here.
On March 22nd, Sergeant Major of the Army, Raymond Chandler...
You know what? I spent 8 years, 6 months, and 21 days in prison. And I never saw some crap this crazy in my life. This is insane. I mean, I'm just stunned by this.
Nobody in prison would waste Kool-Aid like that.
Hazing has no place in our Army, according to the Army's Raymond Chandler, a sergeant major. He says, we will not tolerate hazing in any form, and we will hold those in violation of this policy accountable for their actions. Since 2006, the Army's had 71 incidents or cases that meet the criteria for hazing, and those cases involved 139 subjects and 123 victims. Of all the subjects, at least 65 received some sort of punishment, while 43 are pending adjudication. No action was taken against the other 21. By the way, soldiers from 1st Squadron, 9th Cavalry Regiment deployed to Iraq in September of 2010 and then settled into the contingency operating site Marez in Mosul. One of the men who served in the headquarters for headquarters and headquarters troop, whatever that means, was moved to C Troop in March of 2011. The two other specialists were transferred to C Troop during deployment. The soldiers said it was common for soldiers in the platoon to be subjected to the so-called credit card swipe, where soldiers would run their hands between a soldier's butt cheeks. So apparently it escalated from the credit card swipe.
Yeah.
It used to be a credit card swipe, and then this I guess it was
totally,
a credit card insertion after that.
It sounds totally like an escalation situation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're not bothered by the swipe? Have a little credit card insertion for you, just like the gas pumps.
Another common occurrence took place when the soldiers would board a bus to get to their training site to work with the Iraqi counterparts. As a soldier boarded the bus, the soldiers already seated would jab their fingers up that soldier's butt as he walked by, they said. Now, do you think that Crazy Troop is an all-gay troop? Or
no.
Are these people who believe they are heterosexual and are likely very uncomfortable by the presence of a true gay man?
I think that this is a domination technique. I think this is absolutely what it is. One, people trying to establish dominance over their others.
I just think it's interesting how in some of the most ostensibly heterosexual places that you've got these kinds of guys, a lot of these guys, I'm speculating here, a lot of these types of guys are real tough, manly men, right? We are men, and, we're really into being men, but yet, and they act maybe very homophobic, perhaps, towards gay guys, but yet they're sticking fingers up each other's butts and doing credit card swipes. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live about Crazy Troop.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alice Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. And joining you tonight is Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Maybe you want to share your hazing story, whether you were in the military or were hazed in another manner. You know, I didn't really expect to bring hazing up so soon. We talked about hazing several weeks ago, and I think it was the Saturday edition, but it was more the college hazing style hazing, which in some cases can be dangerous and also, you know, risky for the participants. But what we're talking about right now is military hazing, which, at least in the case of Crazy Troop in Iraq, Sea Troop, they are pretty intense. I mean, we're talking about rape.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember a couple of military guys calling in when we were talking about it the other Saturday night and saying that it's okay for the military troops to do hazing because they're building camaraderie and unit cohesion. I'm like, what kind of unit cohesion is this?
Well, according to the spokespeople or some of the spokespeople, this is unacceptable. Not just the rape-style hazing, but any kind of hazing, they say, is unacceptable.
Well, they're always
the
going to say that.
Well, not the guys that call. The guys that call are like, yeah, I like the school hazing.
No, he's saying that the top officials will always say it's unacceptable.
Yeah, right.
Just like Leon Panetta says the 19,000 sexual assaults in the military each year is unacceptable.
But they keep going on.
But it keeps happening.
And they don't discharge the people that do it.
According to the specialist, every junior soldier in the unit, at least E4 and below, is subjected to some sort of harassment. However, the assaults continued to escalate. So it went from the credit card swipe, as they called it, where new soldiers in the platoon were subjected to soldiers running their hands between the new soldier's butt cheeks, to the actual penetration of that soldier's anus with fingers of even, in some cases, superior officers like sergeants. The first specialist to be sexually assaulted got to Troop C in March of 2011. The soldier told the Army Times that he was in his containerized housing unit, sleeping. What is a containerized housing
unit? It's just the back of a, you know, the container unit from a truck. You know what a container, what a container is? Okay.
I know what a container is, but I mean...
Okay.
I don't normally think of humans being put in containers. It sounds like packaging.
So these are, this is like the back of a semi-tractor trailer, okay? They have smaller and larger ones that can be picked up and put onto ships or trains.
Oh, right,
and
right.
Converted to houses in some
cases. Oh, shipping containers. Okay.
Okay, shipping container.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm familiar with those. So, he was in a containerized housing unit sleeping when the rapists... Nunez, Byers, Cornell, Newitt, and Hill burst into his room. They ripped off his pants, began fondling and groping his genitals, and at least one of the attackers pushed his finger. Don't ask me.
It's all beyond me.
Pushing his finger up the specialist's anus, he said, I was struggling, fighting the whole time,
I'll bet.
Screaming for them to stop. It lasted maybe 40 seconds, and then they said, "Welcome to the platoon." The specialist said he told his fellow soldiers what had happened, but that this happened to everyone in the platoon. Everyone's scared, he said. In April of 2011, Wright got back from a two-week leave. The specialist told Wright what happened and warned Wright that because he was new to the troop, he would likely be next.
Sure.
For 2 weeks, Wright locked the door to his containerized housing unit and was constantly looking over his shoulder. One evening, after a day of training, Wright went to use the restroom, then went back to his unit but didn't lock his door, and that's when the attackers pounced. The attack lasted about a minute, said Wright, but it was the most humiliating, degrading, traumatic, and life-altering event of his life. The third soldier was attacked in late April. He, too, had been home on leave and was attacked 3 days after he returned to the base. All of the soldiers said they wanted to move past the attacks. He said, I was the new guy. I wanted to put it behind me, but when you had time to process it, that's when everything started coming out. On May 5th of 2011, Wright turned 22. He was given a birthday spanking, which, when described, it seems more like a whipping. 22 lashes plus one extra for good measure from a fellow soldier's belt. It left his buttocks raw and swollen. He said, I couldn't lie down or even sit for 3 days. Again, this is more of the shenanigans and dangerous behavior from the folks over at Crazy Troop, as being reported in Army
Times. How common this is.
Exactly.
Well, it said it happens to everyone, so therefore it must be acceptable.
At Crazy Troop, at least.
In July, the birthday of the first specialist who was sexually assaulted rolled around, and he and Wright went into hiding, fearing that he would face the same whipping that Wright received. It was the final straw for the young soldiers. The specialist went to a sergeant that he was comfortable confiding in, and the assaults were reported immediately. According to the specialist, it was called Crazy Troop, and they lived up to it. Let's talk to David, listening in Montana. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, David.
Two quick things. First, sure. With the hazing on the troops, since they had to take away the sodomy law in the military, the sodomy law was connected to bestiality law, too. So now in the military, they can have goats, so... I guess it's okay if they're just doing that. They could be doing goats, huh?
So when you say they took away the sodomy law, what do you mean?
Well, they had when they allowed the homosexuals in the military, they had to make sodomy legal. Because if you allow homos in the military, they're going to do sodomy, so you can't bust them for sodomy, right?
Well,
so,
I don't see what that has anything to do with people being raped.
Well, so now, I guess now that they're just getting everybody used to the idea. That's I'm kind of being cynical about it.
I see.
Because the law is crazy, you know, with the sodomy and the bestiality. Now I understand why everybody thinks we're the great Satan, you know.
If they want to outlaw bestiality,
right up to it.
It's not like they have to connect it with sodomy. They could just, you know, get rid of the sodomy law.
Well, no, the law is connected. Sodomy and bestiality is the same thing in the law, you know. So if you
Which is wrong. I mean, they're not the same things. Sodomy has to do with consent, and
but anyway,
bestiality doesn't.
I wanted to mention, too, the Secret Service dudes. You know, these guys are supposed to be, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution and all of that good stuff, you know. And then when the government gave them the power to attack the First Amendment about 2 months ago, the Secret Service was granted permission to, like, say if Obama's giving a speech or something and you don't like Obama and you want to protest against Obama and you're saying, oh, down with Obama. If the Secret Service don't like what you're saying, they could say you're a terrorist and arrest you, or they could put you off like a mile away in a precinct.
You're talking about H.R. 347.
Yeah. So they should have stood up and said, hey, that's not our job to attack the First Amendment. Our job is to protect the First Amendment and to allow the gathering for redress.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but that would be a different world.
So their bad karma got them, man. They're
karma can be a bitch.
For what they are, with the hose and the coke and everything else, you know, I think their karma just caught up with them. Their karma caught up with their dogma, man.
David, thanks for the call tonight, man.
The karma ran over their horma.
855-450-FREE. By the way, Crazy Troop, a little bit more about Crazy Troop. What was the punishment? Because we had heard that one of the guys that had committed the rape, there were four men that were alleged to have committed the rape, and there was one of them still waiting a trial, and a couple of them had gone through their trials and had already gone to the brig. So what was the punishment? Again, what do you think it would be for you if you were found guilty of rape?
Probably 3 to 5 years.
Oh, more than that. Yeah, you're going to go. If it was, for this particular activity, maybe as little as few as 3 years.
I'm thinking of this particular activity.
I don't know what this would be called in every state. Some states this would be called sexual battery. Some states this would be called sexual assault. Some states this might even be on down to the level of
simple assault,
molestation. Who knows exactly what it would be? But I don't think you'd get away with fewer than 2 years for this kind of activity in real life.
Well, Nunez-Byers did receive the harshest sentence of
six months.
2 years in jail, a dishonorable discharge, and he must register as a sex offender. He was convicted by the panel of officers of aggravated sexual contact and hazing, among other charges. Cornell, in a military judge-only trial, pleaded guilty of hazing, assault, and maltreatment. He received 20 days of confinement and a reduction in rank to E3. He was not discharged from the Army. Newitt was acquitted by a panel of officers. Charges against him included hazing and maltreatment, and Hill will be the last soldier to be tried. So it was that guy with the 20-day sentence that is already back in the unit. So is it all right if, you know, let's say Cornell didn't actually stick his finger in these men's
anus. Is that
ani.
What it's about, the finger?
And right. Is it okay for him to just hold the man down as his buddies do it? That means he only gets 20 days?
What's the excuse from the buddies? I was holding him down. I just expected him to do the credit card swipe, not the credit card insertion. I mean, what's the excuse? Well,
would it be any different if you were holding someone down while someone else committed a rape?
Exactly. That's kidnapping right there. You're holding someone against their will. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Hour number 3 is next. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.